Chaz and AJ, Logan Steele, news.
Comedian Emily Ciro in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A 63-year-old guy is lucky to be alive after he was pulled miles out into the Atlantic Ocean Monday morning. Some eagle-eyed fishermen spotted the man treading water and were able to come to his rescue. Captain Jim Hoherst and his friend Michael Ross just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And the captain's on the phone now. Hey, Captain.
How you doing?
Good. Nice work.
Yeah, man. Great job.
Thanks a lot.
So what happened?
We were just heading out for the day fishing. It was a beautiful day, and we had a plan to head west towards the Rockaways. And we were coming out of Fire Island Inlet, checking a few spots for bait. Pretty much we were looking around some debris in the water, some buoys. And I was.
What do you mean looking for bait?
Whenever you find anything in the water, buoys, debris floating, a lot of times you'll find bait underneath, hiding in the shadows or feeding off the growth. And when you find bait, you usually find the bigger fish around the bait.
Gotcha.
And we had a plan to head out to about 60 feet of water and then head west towards the Rockaways. We were actually targeting a cobia, which is a fish that's shown up in our waters a lot more in the last couple of years. And we checked one buoy, which is the head buoy out of Fire Island Inlet. Saw nothing there, and then started heading southwest and out to 60 feet, and we're cruising out. We saw what appeared to be a lobster buoy, and it just looked a little strange the way it was moving back and forth. And we were about an eighth of a mile away, and as we got closer, we all of a sudden we both looked at each other, and we're like, that's a person in the water.
That's big bait.
And he was actually waving what we found out later was, you know, a makeshift. He found a fishing pole, half a fishing pole floating in the water, was, you know, smart enough to take his shirt off and, you know, made a flag and was waving it back and forth. And
wow.
You know, as soon as we saw him, we just like flew over there. And, you know, I positioned the boat, gave Mike a life ring that I carry on the boat. And he tossed the life ring to him, and he was able to grab it. He didn't have much left in him.
Wow.
Maybe half hour tops. His legs were shot, very dehydrated, hypothermia definitely set in, and we were able to pull him onto the swim platform of my boat and get him inside. And Mike talked to him, wrapped him up in some towels and stuff. And I was the whole time I was pretty much on the radio with the Coast Guard and Suffolk County PD. And we set up a meeting point in the inlet where it was safe, and transferred him over to PD, and actually went back to fishing.
Now, do you pose at him first? Before
Wouldn't
you
that
set
be
him
the
free?
Catch of the day? Like, to me, that's the picture.
Right.
Look what we caught today.
You hold him by the shirt.
Yeah, it was. We actually got the fishing pole back that he was swinging as a little bit of a souvenir for us.
Trophy. Gotcha.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Now, do you put on a plaque or what?
Yeah. How did he end up so far out in the water?
He went for it. We originally thought, when we saw him with the fishing rod, we originally thought that he was maybe fishing off the beach there and got sucked in. I mean, last night was a full moon, so the currents were running extra strong. And kind of, then when we found out he was swimming, that area of the beach, you have the inlet, you have a pretty good current coming in out of the inlet. And sort of assume, I don't think it was a riptide because there's really no waves over there. But he probably was swimming down the beach, got caught up in the current, and it pretty much flows straight out of the inlet. And he swam against it for a while, but you're not going to swim against that current. That with a full moon running. Mm-hmm. So, and he was out there, he was about 2.5 miles from where, straight out pretty much from where he went in the water.
Jeez!
Wow. He's so lucky to be alive right now.
Yeah, it was, you know what? It was very calm, beautiful day. If it would have been 2 hours later, we would have never seen him. The winds shifted, kicked up, it got started getting a little choppy out there, white caps. So, you know, he was pretty lucky we came along, and you know, there weren't any other boats around.
Wow.
We're talking to Captain Jim Hoherst. Him and his buddy Michael Ross saved a guy who was just out hanging on a buoy.
He wasn't even he wasn't even hanging on a buoy. He had no flotation device whatsoever.
Oh, so you thought it was?
I thought it was a
buoy. He was the buoy.
He was holding
He was.
Yeah.
He was the buoy.
Oh.
Wow. Damn.
Man.
Wow.
That's a long time just to be out there treading water on your own.
He could have used a buoy to sit on.
Yeah. Yeah. The water temp was about 68 degrees, and he didn't have a lot left in him.
He willingly went swimming in 68 degree water?
Yeah. It's, believe it or not, it's
refreshing.
It's pretty common.
You don't do a cold plunge?
You know, a lot of guys, a lot of people go down to the beach early in the morning, do like a morning swim.
And, yeah.
You know, he's, I guess, one of them.
He's good for a month now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
In all, how many hours was he out there, do you think?
From what I've been told, about five.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So he's still a little pruny?
Yeah. Yeah. He went in the water about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Everything's pruny.
Like a Shar-Pei. Yeah. That dog, not the person.
Well, Jesus.
No. Damn.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be doing that one again.
Yeah, no. He's staying in the parking lot from now on.
Next time I'll have water wings.
Yeah, I'm going to pool.
Cap, how long have you been boating, and is this the... Is this your? Is this the story?
I've been boating pretty much my whole life.
Yeah,
grew up on boats, around the water.
You ever see something like this before?
Well, I'm retired from New York City Fire Department in the Marine Division, so we've pulled many people out of the water, but most of them, it's not a happy ending.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, good man. So, good for you then.
Yeah.
And thank you for being a firefighter.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yep. I'm retired for years, so didn't expect this stuff. So.
Right.
You always
While you were a firefighter in the Marine Division, you ever run into any drunk boaters?
All the time.
Yeah. Actually, you're on my boat.
Actually, they're running to you.
He was like, always.
Damn it, Bobby, you almost spilled my beer.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
What's interesting is that you grab this guy, pull him out of the water, get him to safety, hand him off, and then you go out fishing.
Right.
Like, to me, I'm like, I'm just going for a beer now.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
That was my day.
We did that later.
Okay, nice.
When we got back, we did that.
All right, good. So besides the guy, did you catch anything?
No, nothing that day. You know, it's just we didn't make it as far as we wanted to go, though.
Right.
You know. That changed our whole plan that day.
Yeah. That guy was the catch of the day.
Yes.
I'm sure he'll be in touch with you. Do we know how he is now, or no word on that?
He's all, less pruny.
From what he is, he's home.
Yeah.
Great.
He's smooth now.
So, from what I heard, he's drying out. So.
Cool.
Wow. Man, that'll be a nice reunion if you guys all get back together.
Right. He owes you a lawn cut.
He definitely owes you something.
Yeah, he owes you dinner. Nice steak.
Six
surf
packs
and
bait.
Some seafood.
Yeah.
Wow. If you guys didn't come by at that time.
Be a different story.
Be a whole different story.
Yep.
He wouldn't, you know, he had maybe a half an hour left. You know, his legs were done. He couldn't even move his legs. You know, we just hauled him in. Yeah, you know, so.
I can't imagine.
He had to slide him across the PD.
I can't imagine treading water for 5 hours.
I'd be afraid what's in the water with me.
No, but just try it in a pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For an hour. Have something that he's waving around trying to get attention. Like, that's exhausting.
Yeah, I'm picturing Les Miserables.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't have much left swinging the fishing rod back and forth. He could barely do that, so.
Wow.
Captain, nice job. And just so you know, we have a bluefish tournament coming up here. I don't know if you participate in that.
Actually, Mike was telling me about it. I think he was in it once. And we're trying to get my boats on the South Shore. We're trying to get a friend of ours that has an ice boat on the North Shore. We're talking about, you know, possibly getting into that.
So, awesome.
Excellent.
Be an honor to have you.
Yes, it would.
Cool.
If we can, we'll do it.
All right,
we'll need you to follow AJ around.
AJ, stay in the parking lot.
Well, Captain Jim Hoherst, thank you for coming on, and please tell Mike we said congratulations.
Great work.
Yep, no problem. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, sir. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you want to get saved by.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Calm, cool, great voice.
I'll take...
Anybody?
I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
But when you know, you get on this guy's boat, you just know, well, he's done this before.
He's so understanding.
He's so good at saving people.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Done it a few times before. It's like, okay, I trust everything you say.
Now, Ruth would have never been in a situation to save this person because she wouldn't have gone out fishing.
Right.
See?
Right.
You could have saved a human life, but no, because you don't eat fish.
She threw me a lifesaver. It was butter rum. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I was at my cult meeting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, this story makes AJ nutty. TikToker shared her experience walking into a Springfield, Missouri subway at midday to find the place empty with nobody working. This is a Subway sandwich shop.
Yeah.
She was scared as she checked every bathroom and freezer.
We walk in Subway. Look, nobody's here. We've banged everywhere. Let's check the bathroom.
Excuse me. Hold it. Bang doors.
What's going on here?
What a way to say that.
Adventurous, aren't you?
Not.
No one's here. We took advantage.
Apparently insatiable.
You knocked.
Insatiable. Well, it's a foot long, so.
Let's check the bathrooms. Let's hope nobody is dead. Nobody. Suspense is crazy.
Oh, so she's doing this on her. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep.
See, I think if there's bad things going on, I'm going to just try to help someone.
Right.
I don't think, let me get my phone out. But that, it's, I guess it's a good idea, because if she died right then,
yeah,
there'd be at least some kind of record of it.
Right.
She was streaming live at the time, probably.
Recording something. And this one I'm actually not mad about, because we don't know that there's an immediate emergency. She doesn't need to call 911 yet.
I'd be streaming too in my pants.
Yeah, but she is making a production out of it. Yeah.
She is.
But if she's streaming on TikTok, at least someone would know.
What happened to her?
Right.
Yeah, come across a dead body. Like, all right, look, you know, I didn't do it. I found it.
Hello? Anybody here? Nobody's at the counter? Nothing. Let's look in the freezer. Suspense. Nobody's in here. What the hell? Check this freezer. Oh, my God. I'm so scared. Nothing.
Huh? So she went behind the counter?
Yeah, that's where it gets a little weird.
That's where I wouldn't do that. It's like, I don't work here. I'm just going to go get pizza at Sparrow's. Call it a day.
I'm thinking I'm grabbing a loaf. Yeah. I'm making the best BMT ever. Yeah, right.
I would look around. I'd say, hello, hello, hello.
Right.
And I would look around
right.
to see if someone was tied up, if they just got robbed or whatever.
Yeah. Right, right.
But I wouldn't make a television production out of it.
That's
but.
Good. And then make a sandwich.
I can't say I'm poking around behind the counter. I'll do a hello. I'll bang around, as she said.
Yes. You're gonna bang everywhere.
Yeah, I gotta bang everywhere. But I'm not gonna be walking into their freezer.
I'm thinking very, very filled Philly cheesesteak on the best bread ever.
So the manager deduced that the last employee clocked out and just walked out. Like the relief didn't come and the worker just left.
It was very, very scary looking in those freezers. The guy took off, clocked out, left the job. And she gave us free dinner for the night. She thanked us.
Wow. I cannot believe that. What a moron. What a friggin' moron. This is what happens now. It's like everybody's like, okay, I just want to do my job. I'm out of here. I would have waited.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm done.
I would have waited till this person came. It's called responsibility.
Or you call the manager and say, no one showed up.
No,
what do you want to do? You want me to lock up?
I'll hang here for a little bit until you show up or somebody else shows up. No, now it's just like, oh, I'm done. All right, I got to go. Bye. You know? Everybody's in a freaking rush to do something. Like, where do you got to be? Okay, you can't hang out for a moment.
Maybe they had to go take care of their sick mother.
It's also a great way to like move up in the company. Look how responsible I am.
Ruth just walked in and
move
she's looking through the glass like, what did I miss? Why is he freaking out?
Yeah. Would you leave your shift also?
AJ's standing extra tall right now.
I mean, even stupid things like push a chair in. Like how many times I have like meetings over here, everybody's a chair pulled out. I'm like, I end up pushing the chairs back in. Nobody has response for anything. I'm like, how many times I walk in the kitchen, right? I'm like, there's a half a cup or something. I'm like, really? It's my job to throw your stuff out, right? Okay, right.
Well, no, just leave it there.
No, I don't leave it there. I can't. It's not my DNA. You know? It's like, I can't just like walk out. Like, if our shift ended right now and someone else didn't come in, I'd stay on the air until someone showed up.
Well, we all would.
Yeah.
No, but you're talking about someone leaving a half a cup of coffee on the counter.
Yeah, I mean,
why do you have to touch that?
Because it's not supposed to be there. If everybody did that, we'd have cups everywhere, all over the damn place. It would be a pigsty. I just can't deal with that.
Sounds like my mother.
You know, I just can't deal with that. It's like, put it away. You know, get rid of it. It's not my job to do your stuff.
Yeah, no.
You took it out, you used it, you drank half it, throw the rest out.
No, like cleaning up after myself.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, the cup shouldn't be half filled.
Yeah.
out in the kitchen area.
Yeah, don't leave it there.
But I'll walk right by it. I won't let it bother me.
No, one time I did. Once
it's my house, I'll clean it.
It was in here in the main studio. I left it here until, you know, coffee develops at Fur Island on top.
Right.
Yeah.
Fur Island.
Yeah, from the milk. Cream.
That sounds like a good reality show.
Fur Island. Yeah, but this green Fur Island. I'm like, all right, now I got to get
rid of it. Not for vegans.
But I mean, nobody in 2 weeks got rid of that cup of coffee.
So it was the test.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone's going
to... Every day you looked at it like, oh my God. You would walk in the studio and say, is it still there? And you would open the door and say, oh.
Actually, someone did move it. They moved it from one place to another. In your hand, throw it out.
Ew.
You left Fur Island someplace else for me to find it.
You had a pumpkin in your studio for a while that was leaking juice, and you refused to throw it away.
I didn't know it was leaking juice, Phil, at the time. It looked healthy until I picked it up and found juice. So I know what you're trying to do, Phil. It's not working.
Phil's like, actually, AJ, you're
no,
first
to say nothing. No, the rules apply to everybody but you.
No.
You had a woman's hair taped to the board. Why is that okay?
Because it was a joke. I was going to grow another Bryn Gingrich from the DNA. Yes, it was called a joke.
All right,
right.
It's a joke.
But I mean, the pumpkin thing, I didn't know it was rotten until I picked it up. And I was like, oh, God.
So that was you could tape a hair,
that was a
human
gift.
Hair.
Right.
To the control board.
In my studio, yes.
Not your studio.
Well, did you pay for it?
Everybody else uses it after 10 o'clock.
No one's using it back then. That was
I'm not
board.
Trying to give you trouble. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do you realize what's happening?
No.
You leave a pumpkin.
A taped hair.
Melt on the counter of the control room.
Again, that was a gift from a listener.
All right. Doesn't matter.
And I didn't know it was rotten until I picked it up to move it to do something.
Well, maybe the person didn't know there was rot in the coffee.
Why is there a cup of coffee in here? Wait, you leaving for the next person? No.
You left the pumpkin for the next person.
No, I didn't. That was part of the decoration in the studio at the time.
Guys, okay. I have an empty teacup. I think I'm just going to leave it in AJ's corner after I walk out.
Can I tell you, it'll be in the garbage before you get to our kitchen?
Because he
does a sweep when guests leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I make an excellent custodian. Just saying. I'm not volunteering for that job. Just saying. Yeah.